Let's go into the Word of God, Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall be any more pain." Can we just say hallelujah right there? "For the former things are passed away." Isn't it wonderful? Folks, God has shared some things with us about our future and what a future we have. Heavenly Father, thank you for this service tonight. Thank you for the great singing. Thank you for Brother Wayne and Sister Kane and Brother Harris. A great job they did playing that wonderful hymn, "Want to Stroll Over Heaven with You." Lord, I thank you for the service this morning. Oh, what a privilege. What a privilege to have these three young ladies come and be saved and baptized. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for your many blessings. Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Now, Lord, please take, bless the reading of thy holy word. You said it wouldn't return void. Give us that that's needed for this hour, and we'll be careful to praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, we do humbly pray. Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word of God. And right here, this is just a few thoughts that come to my mind about our future. Number one, there we see the eternal presence of God. God will be with us, and we will be with God. He said here, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." You know, not since the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve has man really been able to walk with God. Can't handle that in these mortal bodies. But isn't it wonderful? One day after a while, we're going to have glorified bodies, and we're going to be able to be in the very presence of our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit will dwell with us forever. I don't know about you, but when that excited me, when I began to look over there, and it just seemed like the Holy Spirit said, "Hey, listen, think about the fact you're going to be in the presence of the Lord forever and ever and ever." I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit of God that dwells in my heart. I'm thankful for the Word of God where I can experience the presence of the Lord now. But I'm going to tell you what, one of these days it's going to be face to face. Isn't that wonderful? I tell you what, just to think about now, we bow down in prayer. Oh, me at his feet and grab a hold of the horns of the altar, but one day we will literally be at his feet. Amen. I don't know about you, but that excites me. So look at the presence of God, but then look at the passion of God. He said, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." I'm going to tell you what, aren't you glad that we're serving a God that one day, there some debate on when this is going to take place. All I know is it's going to take place. God's going to take that giant handkerchief and he's going to wipe away all tears from our eyes. I don't know about you there. I catch myself sometimes just sitting and talking to the Lord and next thing I'm teared up and then, Lord, I don't understand. There's a lot of things I just can't figure out. There's a lot of things here. We go through a lot of difficulties. We go through a lot of things. But I'm so thankful. One day after a while, God's going to take that giant handkerchief and he's going to wipe away all the tears. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm thankful the tears there of sorrow and pain and that, all that will be gone. We may have some tears of joy, but all of that, hey, I don't know about you, but isn't that something to be excited about? I'm telling you what, we got a good future ahead of us, don't we? We're not going down, we're going up. Hallelujah. Hey, let me preach a little bit here. Listen, we see the presence of God. We see the passion of God. But look at the promises of God here in this verse. And he said, there shall be no more death. You know what? There'll be no more separation. We won't have to suffer these temporary separations. Your mom passed 2 years ago, you said. And as we've all had loved ones that are passed. And right now, there's a time of separation. We're not there in our, they're in our hearts and in our minds, but we're not there in their presence. But praise God, there's coming a day we'll be there in the Lord's presence and we'll be there in their presence. You remember what Paul said as he's writing there in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, and he tells us 13 through 18 about the resurrection and the rapture, and he talked about we'll be caught up together in the air to meet the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're going to have a great reunion day after a while, and there'll be no more separation. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to that day. But listen, not only that, he said, neither sorrow. We all have sorrow here in this life. I'm going to tell you what, God never said it would be just a continuous, happiest, joyous walk in this life, did he? We all face with sorrows in our life. Things happen we don't understand. Things come, we don't, there's things going on, and I'll tell you what, it brings us down. It breaks our heart. It brings sorrow. But I'm going to say hallelujah. One day after a while, all of that will be gone. I'm going to tell you what, that's a promise I'm looking forward to, aren't you? Praise his holy name. He said, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. I'm going to tell you what, there's not going to be any more suffering. Any more suffering up there. Aren't you glad of that? Does anybody here ever have arthritis pains? Does anybody here? Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what. My dad used to say, Arthur's being ugly to me today. And I thought I had sympathy, but I got empathy now. I know what he's talking about. And there are some days it's a little bit more of a struggle to get up and go. Some days I watch my wife trying to go to work and she can't even hardly walk out the door. I'm going to tell you what, we see all of our loved ones that go through all of this suffering. We go through it. And I mean, I tell you what, I told them what here a while back. I said, I'm taking so many pills today, I'm just about tempted to throw them away and see how I do. My wife says, you better not do that. You'll get in trouble. But I'm telling you, I mean, seriously, you're on blood pressure medicine. You're not old enough to be there yet, but you'll get there. Anyway, we get on all these kind of medicines and different things going on in our life. But aren't you glad one day after a while, all of that's going to be over. Won't be any more suffering. Oh, me. You think about our loved ones when they're in accidents and what they go through and the suffering that they go through. But praise God. Woo, hallelujah. That's going to be gone. I think we were talking about it's going to almost be a year Clay was in his accident. Praise God. Hey, listen, but that suffering's going to be gone. Whatever you're enduring now, praise God, there's coming a day that's going to end. It's over. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that excites this old boy right here. For the former things are passed away. Can we say hallelujah right there? Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to being in the Lord's presence. Thank God for his passion. Thank God for his promise. No more separation. No more sorrow. No more sickness. No more suffering. I'm going to tell you what. I think my wife was here about 4 or 5 years ago. She was about ready to trade me in on another model because it seemed like we were in the ER, always in the ER, in the ER doing stuff. And then we had surgery here a few years ago. And it just seems like all this going. But I'm telling you, one day after a while, praise God, it's all over. It's all over. Why? Because Jesus Christ was willing to come, live a sinless life, go to the cross of Calvary and pay a debt that we could not pay. He suffered pain and agony and shame so that you and I could have this right here. Rose again, appeared for some 40 days, ascended up, and I'm glad he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Aren't you glad he's our advocate? Aren't you glad he's our propitiation? Aren't you glad he's interceding on our behalf? I'm going to tell you what. I'm glad he's my righteousness. I'm glad he's my justification. I'm glad he's my salvation and my sanctification and my glorifications, all in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What a day. What a day. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to stop and praise you and thank you that, oh, what a better day we've got coming. Oh, thank you for that, Lord. But, Lord, while we struggle through this life, continue to give us grace, mercy, and strength, Lord, to go through each day. And, Lord, help us to do thy will and do that that's pleasing in your sight. Oh, Heavenly Father, and, Lord, help us to live for you. Again, be in your will. And, Lord, look farther that day. And, Lord, how wonderful it'd be to hear these words, "Well done, my faithful servant." Oh, Lord, what a day. We love you tonight, Lord. We love New Bridge Baptist Church. We love these people. Lord, just go with us now. In Jesus' precious and most holy name we do pray. Amen, amen. Folks, love you tonight. I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God moved tonight. We got a better day. Better day ahead. I don't know your hearts tonight. There may be something tonight you want to come pray about, something you want to come pray for someone or anything. Now, if you would stand, sis, what's your number tonight?
476.
476. 476. How about it?